So now that we learned how to create a table in the last episode, I thought it was a good idea to talk a bit about how to actually insert data inside our database table, since right now we have these two tables that we created, but we don't really have any sort of data inside of them. We're not going to talk about selecting data in this episode here, since we also need to talk about something called joins in order to talk properly about selecting data, and that would mean that this would actually be a little bit longer episode. So for now, let's just go ahead and talk about inserting, deleting, and updating data, since it's fairly simple to do, so we don't really need to have a long episode to explain that. With that said, as you can see right now, I selected my database, and inside our database, we have comments and a users table, since we created that in the last episode. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a bit about how to insert data to begin with. So I'm going to go inside my SQL tab up here. Make sure you do have your database selected over here on the side. And from in here, we're going to go ahead and write some SQL that is going to insert some data inside our users table, just so we have something to work with, you know, to teach you how to insert data. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write something called a insert into statement, which basically means that we're telling it to insert some data inside one of our tables. And in this case, we want to insert into users, which is our users table. And then we want to tell it what exactly do we want to insert inside this table here. So in this case here, we do have a couple of table rows that we want to do something to. And when it comes to inserting a row of data, we do have different columns that we need to provide some data for. So if I were to actually right click on users and open that in a new tab so we can actually see our users table, you can see that right now we have an ID, a username, a password, an email, and created at. So those are the five columns that we need to insert data for. Now, in the last episode, we did talk about ID being automatic, so we didn't have to touch that one. It's just going to automatically create an ID. And we did also create a default value for our created at, so we don't actually need to create data for this one either. So right now, the only one we actually have to do something for is username, password, and email. So what I can do is I can go back inside my insert statement. And inside the parentheses, I want to tell it which columns do I want to insert data into. So in this case, if we want to say that we want to insert inside our username, then we do also have a password, and we had a email. So right now we have these three different columns I want to insert data into, and you have to remember the order here because the order is going to matter. And afterwards, we want to say that we want to include some values to insert inside these columns. So we're going to say values, which are going to be inside a pair of parentheses as well, semicolon. And inside of here, I want to provide some strings, since in this case, we do want to insert strings, not numbers. And if it had been a number, I would just write a number in here. But because we're dealing with a string or characters, I want to make sure we have these single quotes. You can also use double quotes, but it is just kind of a habit inside when it comes to SQL statements that we use single quotes. So for that, I'm going to go and insert a username. So in this case, I could call myself Crossing just to do that. I could also provide a password. So in this case, yeah, I could say something like Danny123 just to, you know, have something in here. I do also want to point out when it comes to actually inserting a password, you know, in more real life examples, we do need to hash the password first so it's more secure. Because if a hacker were to gain access to our database, they shouldn't be able to tell what the password is. So, you know, doing a little bit of hashing for the password is something you need to do. But just because we're practicing here, we're just going to go ahead and insert a password that we can actually see inside the database, because we want to see if this works. So afterwards here, I'm going to go ahead and provide the last one, which is going to be an email. So I'm just going to say johndoe@gmail.com, just to, you know, give it something. This is just a placeholder email. And just again, to make sure we have this saved, I'm just going to copy everything here. And I'm just going to go and open up my text editor and just paste it in. So now we have it stored somewhere, so I can actually go ahead and see it in here, you know, so we can just copy paste it again if we need it for another time. So what I can do is I can go back in here, scroll down, and I'm just going to go ahead and submit this one. So I'm going to click go. And when I do this, you can see one row inserted inside our database table. So if we were to click this users table or just go into the tab that we have open, refresh it, you can now see that we have a piece of data. So right now we have AIDS1, we have Crossing, Danny123, John Doe, and then we have a date for the time right now that I created this user here. So everything is working perfectly. So now let's go ahead and go in and add a second user just for an example here. So I'm going to go ahead and go back, make sure my database is selected. Now, because I'm zoomed in, it's going to give me this burger menu up here. So don't worry too much about that. Just go in, click SQL again. And I'm going to go and paste in what we had. And I'm just going to change the values here. So we can say this is going to be Besser. And this is going to be just Besser 123. And I'm also going to go ahead and change my email to besser@gmail.com. And I'm just going to scroll down and click go. So now if I were to go in, you can now see that we have two different users. So now we have an IDs one and an IDs two. And remember, the ID is going to be a unique identifier. So in this case here, you know, each user has a unique number for each of them. That is going to be relevant for a little bit later in this video here. So for now, let's just go ahead and save this as it is and talk a bit about how to go in and update one of these tables here. So if we were to go back in and make sure we have SQL clicked, I can go in and we can now create a update statement. So if I were to say I want to update one of these rows of data, just to go back in here just to show you, so this is a row of data. As you can see horizontally, we have all this data here. And then we have the columns, which is the ID, the username, the password, email, and created at. So you can see how we have rows and columns, right? Just to point it out. So going back in, I want to change one of the rows from inside my table. So what I can do is I can write update, which is another command that we have here. And I need to tell it which table do I want to update in this case here. So right now I want to update the users table and I need to tell it, okay, so we have the user table selected, but what do I want to change and from which specific row? And this is where the ID comes in, because what I can do is I can say I want to set a new value. So in this case here, I can say, let's say I want to change the username of Besser. For example, what I can do is I can go in and say I want to change the username and I want to set it to a new value. So I'm going to set it equal to a new string. But like I said, it is more common to use single quotes. So let's go ahead and stick to what I'm saying. So what I can do is instead of saying Besser 123 is I can say Besser 456 just to change it to something else. Now we have, you know, not 123, but we have 456. If you want to change the second piece of data, you can also do that. So you can also say comma and then add another piece of data from inside that particular row you want to change. So in this case here, I can say that I want to change maybe the, I just realized this is actually the password I just wrote in here. So let's go ahead and copy this this information here and say I want to change the PWD into Besser456 because that makes more sense. So let's change the username into something else. Let's call this one Besser is cool, just to have something, right? Because he is kind of cool. He's sitting right over there. So what we can do now is we picked two columns that I want to change, and you could pick all of them if you wanted to. You can just keep adding commas and add some other data. But in this case, I'm just going to go ahead and say I want to change these two different columns. And I do also need to tell it where from inside this table I want to select a row, because right now we don't actually know exactly what we're picking. Like right now we're just saying, oh, set all the usernames and all the passwords to this value, but we need to pick a specific user that we want to grab from the mix of users. So what I can do is I can say where the ID is something specific. So I can say where ID is going to be equal to 2. Because if I were to go back inside our users table, you can see that Besser has an ID as 2. So in this case here, I can just go ahead and pick out, you know, the person with the ID of a specific ID is going to have this data changed about it. If you don't know the ID of the user, you can, of course, also go in and say that, okay, so right now it's the person with the username that is equal to, what was it, Besser. Or if I want to say, okay, so we need to have the user be a user with a username of Besser, but also, so and the password should be equal to something else. So Besser 123, for example, here inside strings, of course. So we'll make sure we have single quotes. There we go. So in this case here, we only change the information if Besser has this username and this password here, Or we can also go in and literally, I just made an unintended pun there. We can also say or instead of and say that if the username is equal to cussing. So in this example here, I'm changing the username and the password of two different users inside my database. So you can also use, you know, a username search two times in a row and just say, okay, so if the user has a username of Besse or cussing, then change them inside the database. Or IDs, you can also write ID and say ID is going to be equal to one. So we can actually say this is a integer. So we say one, or the ID is equal to two. So this would also be the first two uses inside the tables. So, you know, like we can mix and match things here and mess around with it as much as you want. But let's just go ahead and go back to just saying where ID is equal to one in this case here. So if we were to actually run this and go down, say okay, or go, it's called, then you can see if we were to go back inside my users table, notice how Besse is going to have his username changed and his password is going to change once I update. Okay, so I accidentally set the user ID as one. Okay, so we changed the wrong one here. So instead of changing, you know, the Besse one down here, we actually updated my cussing one because the road we wanted to change it where the ID is one and not two. Small mistake on my end, but hey, it kind of proves my point. So now you can see the old version down here and the new version up here. So you can see that it is actually changed. So what we can do now is talk a bit about how to delete data from inside the database. And I want to give you kind of a small little example here because I get a question quite often when it comes to deleting data from a database. And I want to kind of prove a point here. So what I'll do is I'll go in here and I want to say we want to delete from our users database. So delete from users. And I want to tell it which row do I want to delete from inside this users table, which is going to be done in the same sense as we just did with the update, because we have to pick the specific row, maybe based on an ID or username or something. You know, can we mix and max this with and or, just like we did before. But let's just go ahead and say we want to delete the one that has an ID equal to one, which is the one we also just updated. So we had Besse is cool and Besse 456, right? So if we were to do this and go back down to the bottom and run this, you can see that now we get a small pop-up. So it actually says, are you sure you want to really execute this query? And I'm just going to say yes here. And then we say one row is affected. So if we go back inside and refresh, notice that now we only have our second user inside the database table. And this is where I'm going to prove a point, because what is going to happen when I insert another user inside my table here? Because if we were to go back inside my little code that I saved in here conveniently and went back inside and ran a new insert statement. So if we were to go inside my SQL tab here and run a insert statement and say we want to insert cussing, Danny, 123, you know, blah, 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 and run this, what user ID is he going to get? If you guessed one, you are incorrect. Because if we go back in here and refresh, you can see, oh, okay. So Besse has an ID as two, and then cussing has an ID as three. Oh no, but that messes with my brain, because where's user with the ID as one inside this table here? I do sometimes get comments underneath my video asking about, so what do we do in this situation here? Because, you know, one is missing, so what are we going to do? Can you just go inside and maybe change this? So we write one, and then we write two down here. So you actually do this and you actually update it, because you can do it like this as well if you wanted to. So if I do it like this, now everything is matching, right? If we can actually get this out of the way. So now user number one is Besse and user number two is cussing. So now it's not going to be two and three anymore, you know, so it's not like weird or something. But it's very important to point out here that doing what I just did, changing the IDs manually by just going in and changing them, is a big no-no, okay? You cannot do that. Let's say, for example, that one of my users made a comment inside the comments table, which now means that one of those users are assigned to a comment, and then I manually afterwards go in and change the IDs of all my users, then all of a sudden all the comments and which user made those comments are gonna get all messed up inside the database. So don't change the ID manually. Just go ahead and leave the numbers broken as it is, because it's supposed to be broken if you start deleting users. So if it says, in this case here, I can actually just show you another thing here. If I were to try and go in and change the ID to 2, it is going to give me an error message because this is the primary key, which means that there cannot be the same ID for all the different users. So in this case, because I tried to change this one to 2, but we also do have another user that has an ID as 2, it doesn't allow me to do this. So going back here, I would have to go in and change this one to 3 because now I can change this one to 2 because now there's no duplicates, okay? So this right here is the right thing, okay? Don't go in and change these numbers to 1 and 2 because, oh, it makes sense to your brain to do this. So I get this question quite a lot, so I just wanted to make sure that this was answered properly in a lesson. I do know I kind of went on a rant here because I do get this question quite often, but I just wanted to make sure that people didn't start changing the IDs manually inside a database because, like I said, it starts breaking all the relationships to other tables and that kind of thing. So with that said, we have now learned how to insert, update, and delete data from inside our database tables. So in the next video, we're going to talk a bit about how to select data from inside a database table, since that is very important to know. So you can actually select and show data inside your websites. And we will talk about selecting data, but also how to join data together if you have data from 2 different tables. Let's actually go and do one last thing in preparation for that. So let's go ahead and copy the insert code that we have here. Go back inside our database, make sure it's selected, and go inside our SQL console. What I want to do is I want to insert inside comments. And I want to insert a comment from one of the users inside my table here, because that is going to be relevant when it comes to talking about joins and that kind of thing in the next episode. So what I will do is I'll open up my comments inside a new tab so we can actually see what is going on. And inside the comments table, we do want to remember that we have a username, a comment text, and also a user's ID, because these other ones, the ID and the created at, is going to be automatically created for us. So we don't need to worry about this one. So we have these 3 columns here. So username, I'm just going to copy it, go back in here and say I want to, you know, paste it in. It was already in there, so we didn't need to paste anything. I do also want to grab the comment text, paste that in as the second one. And then I want to paste in the user's ID. Now, it is important to keep in mind that because the user's underscore ID is a foreign key, it has to match one of the users from inside my users table. Otherwise, we're going to get an error message because there's no user connected to this comment here, and we did set it up in the previous videos to make sure that we do need to have a user connected to it. Okay, so it is important that we have a user that is existing inside the database. So with the values here, I'm just going to go and say we have a username. So the username for this user could, for example, be Cussing. And in this case here, if I were to go back inside my database, inside the users table, Cussing right now has an ID as 3. So I'm just going to copy that. Then we're going to go back in and make sure that the user's ID, which is the last one down here, does have the same ID as that user inside the users table. And I do also want to go in and write a message, which is going to be my comment. So I can say, this is a comment on a website. Just so we have something in here. And with this, if I were to just copy this to make sure that we have it saved, if I go down and click go, you can now see that we're going to have a comment inside my comments table. So if we were to go in here, you can see we have an ID, we have a, you know, Cussing. This is a comment on a website, created at. And then we do also have our user's ID from the user inside our users table. So now everything is working like intended. So with this comment here, we're now ready for the next video where we're going to select data from inside our database. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next video.